Okay, so the Torah says, "Vishar Aiseh, Aisai Ves Benoi Leisishcha Tu B'Yom Echad." Aishar and Aiseh, you can't shecht on one day. So I want to talk today a little bit about the Taimei HaMitzvah, how the Rishonim understand what the idea behind this mitzvah is. So start with the Mar Nevuchim. The Mar Nevuchim is well known because in Parshas Kisese, when they talk about the mitzvah of Shulchan Khan, they refer to this Mar Nevuchim. It's in Chelik Shlishi, Perek Mem Ches. I'm going to read to you from the Mar Nevuchim directly. He's giving tamim for the mitzvah. V'chein Nesar, how you doing, Usher? V'chein Nesar Lishchet Oisei Ves Benoi B'yay Mechad. So why did the Torah say don't shecht a mother and his child in one day? And the Torah says, "Oisei v'espenoi." The Rishonim say, based on the Gemara and Chulin, it's only the mother and the child. V'chei nesa lishchet oisei v'espenoi b'yamechad siyag v'harchaka. It's a geder shemiyishchet mehen haben lifnei ha'em. We don't want you shechting the child in front of the mother. Rambam says an incredible idea, something you wouldn't think the Torah would talk about, but you have to, it's an inyan of tzar balechayim because you have to be cognizant and sensitive to an animal's emotions. Okay, Rambam says this. I'm not making this up. Ki tzar balechayim bekach godol miyoid. It's very painful for a mother animal to see it shechted in one day. So therefore, the Torah says, don't shecht the mother. The Rambam goes into great detail about the emotions of an animal. The Rambam says, ki ein hevdol bein tzar ha'odem bekach v'tzar shel balechayim. In this regards, there's no difference between an animal and a child. An animal has emotions for its child just like no different than a human. Ki avos ein v'hachaninasa ala ben ein etotzas shel ha'hegyon. It's not an outcome of some kind of logical thought processes. Emotions is emotions even in animals. Ela pu'ulas koyecha medama ha'motzi b'roiv b'alechayim k'mitziyusa be'odem. Okay, and the Rambam's Marich, and the Rambam says, and this is the same exact reason why you have to do Shluach HaKan. So basically, according to the Rambam, it's basically an Indian of Tzar Balachayim. If you shech the child in front of the mother, it'll be Mitzayir the mother too much. And animals have emotions like humans, as they state in Rambam. Okay, now, on this reason, the Ramban asks a question. The Ramban is not here. The Ramban is in Kisese on the Mitzvah Shluach HaKan. The Ramban quotes this Mar Nevuchim, and he says, if that's the case, so why is the halacha, you're not allowed to kill the mother and the child in one day? It should only be the child in front of the mother. But if you shech the mother from the child, there should be no Isser. That's the Ramban's kasha. Now, it happens to be that I have the Kapach edition of Mar Nevuchim. You can see it here. The Kapach, so the Mar Nevuchim is translated originally in the 1200s by Ibn Tibayn. He was a famous translator. Right? He translated many Rishonim Svarim. And then recently, there was a big Yemenite scholar. His name was Rabbi Kapach, Yemenite. He went back to the original Arabic, and he retranslated it. And he shows the subtle differences between certain Arabic words. What exactly do they mean? And because of that, he has a different translation. There you go. So, if you take a look at Kapach's translation of the Mar Nevuchim, the Rambam is saying, "V'chein nesa lishchet oisei v'espenei b'yomechad siyag v'harchaka shema yishchet mena emafnei abein." So basically, it means that, of course, the tsar balichaim is only if you shech the baby calf in front of the cow, not the other way around, right? But the Torah made a geder. There's a concept. We always think that gedarim, the expansion of a halacha, is rabbinic idea. That the Rabbanan said that although the Torah says don't mow on Shabbos, the Rabbanan expanded and don't even touch the law of mow on Shabbos. They made a gzer klip shach l'isser. If you learn Masil Sisharim in the Parak on the Kiyos, he writes that there's a concept in the Torah called aharchaka. Where do you see that? The Torah says to the nazir, don't eat the seeds. The Mesil Sashon brings the Medrash. The Torah really doesn't want the Nazir to drink wine. The Torah made a geder. The Torah, it's Daraisa, if the Nazir eats seeds, because the Torah is making a paradigm that this is how you should view the Torah. That not only don't do the Isser, don't do things that lead you to the Isser. If the Nazir is going to eat the seeds, eventually he'll come to eat the peels and the shells and the grape juice and then the wine. So the Torah makes Archaka. And that's the same idea of Arayas. The Torah doesn't want you to have Gili Arayas. The Torah is marking you from the Gia, Neshiga, Chibuk. The Torah is marking you from all types of Isurim. I saw when I learned Makis, the Ritva says Givaldo, your thing. That what you're not allowed to make a tattoo. Last week's parsha, Kaysev is kaka lisidne bibsarchem, ani Hashem. Hashem says don't make a tattoo. It says machleik is what can't you make a tattoo on? So one Mani Yamra only says you can't put a foreign God's name on your tattoo. You can't tattoo yourself, you know, with Yashka. You know, you have seen Gayim, right? They make like an anchor, in the middle it says Yashka, C-H-R-A-S-T. According to Mani Yamra, that's the Daraisa. Why? Because the pasuk says lisidne bibsarchem, ani Hashem. Don't put a tattoo of another God on yourself. Okay, the Tanikama, what does he hold? Any kind of tattoo. Frek Dridva, but what does he do with Ani Hashem? Dridva says this idea, that Hashem doesn't want you, the ikatam of tattoo is not to write other gods on your arm. The Torah made a chukka, don't make any tattoo. Don't make a tattoo of a rose on your arm, or an eagle, American eagle on your arm. Why? Because you get used to making tattoos, eventually lead to writing to other kinds of tattoos. So you see this kind of idea, hachakim in a Torah. So that's the same idea according to the Rambam. Oisei ves benai is don't kill a child in front of the mother. Why did we say don't kill the mother in front of the child, b'yay mechad? And what happens if it's not a front? Let's say I do it one in my backyard, one in my front yard. All these things are a geder, so you shouldn't come to kill the mother in front of the child in front of the mother. That's the Shitas HaRambam. There are two other reasons for the mitzvah of Oisei ves benai. Again, this is the Ramban and Parshas Kiseitze. The second shot is because don't do things which will make you an achzar. Okay, so again, it's subtle. According to Rambam, the idea is Tzabar Lechayim. According to the other Rishayim, the idea is don't do something which is cruel because it'll make you cruel. Okay, and then the third pshat is very interesting. Again, it's very current type of idea. Torah doesn't want you doing something to make a min extinct. Don't make minim extinct. Very Maridik Ramban. I'm going to explain this in a little bit more depth a little later. Ava pi shita shchita. So even though you're allowed to do shchita, the Torah wants you to eat. V'ine ahoyrega im habanim b'yamechad lekech oisam b'yoslam durar ki'ilu yachris b'minahu. Okay, so we have three reasons. Either Hashem is having rachmanis on the species, or Hashem doesn't want us to do something that makes us cruel, or you have to be careful not to wipe out species, and that's the idea of oisam v'espanoi b'yamechad. Okay, now the Ramban asks a question on the Rambam. The Rambam says the reason is that you should have rachmanis on the animal. When you kill it in front of the mother, it's terrible tzala b'chaim. So the Ramban asks a question. The Rambam himself asks this question by Nevuchim. The Gemara says, why do you have to, what's the reason for shluch, excuse me. The Mishnah in Megillah, it's in Brachas also, says that if a guy says, ha'oima kantzipo yagiu rachamecha, mishaskin, I say. A guy goes up to the Amid and Davin Stashem, you have so much rachmanis on the birds, have rachmanis on us too. You tell the guy to be quiet. You take him, you tell him, Mishaskin, I say. So you might say, why? What do he say? It's a beautiful tefillah, right? Man, you write such a beautiful tefillah. He's the Hashem. You have so much rachmanis on the birds, have rachmanis on us. So the Gemara says either one of two reasons. Either because you don't want to make kin and mice abracious. You don't want to make it ilu Hashem only has rachmanis on birds, but he doesn't have rachmanis on the alligators. That will cause kin and mice abracious. The second reason is because the mitzvahs of Hashem are gezeris. They're not for rachamim. The mitzvahs of Hashem are for gezeris. The lashon of the Gemara is, my time pli betray amarei b'my rover rabbeis v'oven rabbeis v'azida. Chadam ipnei shemata kin and mice abracious. V'chadam ipnei she'oisi midoish agad b'chu rachamim v'ein an ele gezeris. Rashi is it's to be an O al tzavarenu. Okay, good. So that's the Gemara. So frek the Rambam on himself. I'm telling you the reason of Oisev es benoi don't shech the mother and child is to have rachmanis on the mother. The Gemara says mitzvahs are not for any reasons. The mitzvahs are gezeris. Rambam says a myridic idea. Rambam says, you're right, that the mitzvahs are only for gezeris. But that's only one reason in the Gemara. It's a machlaikis. The other reason says, the reason why we don't say al kansi begir rachamecha is because you don't want to make jealousy. According to that, Hashem's reasons aren't gezeris. There's logical explanation to the mitzvahs. So it's a machlekes amiram in the Gemara if we're allowed to give logical explanations to mitzvahs. And Rambam says, I'm going like the other man, the Yomar. Okay, I want to bring this out even a little bit sharper. Tysus over here in Megillah and Chafei says, Tysus asks a question. Taisa says that if you look in the Siddur, there's a piyut that we say on the second day of Pesach. Now, the one who made the piyut was Rabbi Elazar HaKalir. Some Rishonim say Rabbi Elazar HaKalir was a Tana. Now, it says in Kedushas, B'yoyim Beishal Pesach Tzadkai, we make Hashem righteous. How's he righteous? How's he Hashem at Tzadik? Hashem has compassion on the animals. So the Taisa says that does, why did they write that? Why did they write in the piyut? That's the reason why Hashem has a tzaddik, because he has rachmanis on the oisei ves benoi. Okay, that's one kasha. And the Marsha on this Taisus asks another kasha. If you take a look at Dionys and Ben Uziel on this pasuk, oisei ves benoi leisish chetu biyamechad, Dionys and Ben Uziel says, Ami b'nei Yisrael, my nation, Klai Yisrael, hey chma, just like da'avunan rachamim b'shmaya, just like Hashem has rachmanis in shmayim, came to have a rachamim ba'ara, teiros oirecheila, it's a ox or a little sheep, yasei v'yas berei, leisichl b'yayim echad, don't shecht in one day. So you see klar, that the mitzvah is because of rachmanis. So anyways, so the Rambam's teretz is not only interesting teretz that he said some achleiks in the Gemara if we should make reasons for Hashem's mitzvahs. The Rambam says he paskins like that on Myra. Why does the Rambam paskin like that on Myra? The answer is because he has Rabbi Elazar Kalir, and even if Rabbi Elazar Kalir is not a Tana, but certainly Yonis ben Uziel was a Tana, and he said, and he gave a tam to the mitzvahs. He said the tam of the mitzvahs is that just like Hashem has rachmanis in Shemayim, we have to have rachmanis in this world by not shechting oisiv es b'nei b'yayim echad. Okay, I want to address a little bit more the Machlokes Ramban and Rambam. Anyway, so one of the questions that I told you the Ramban asks is that if the reason is you should have rachmanis, it's a getter in the Torah, you should have rachmanis for the mother, so it should only be the mother, then the child, not the child, then the mother. And the Rambam answers that, but you're right, but it's a getter, the whole thing's a getter. Now, I'm not exactly sure why this is a kasha only on the Rambam. It's a question on the Ramban too. The Ramban gave two other reasons, either because we don't want to make animals extinct, or because you shouldn't have rachmanis, you should teach yourself rachmanis. The halacha is, oisei ves benoi is only shchita and shchita. Let's say I shot one animal, then I did shchita. There's no mirsar taira. But wait, according to your reasons, then it shouldn't apply anymore. If you don't want to make animals extinct, why did Torah only say shchita? So you see that the mitzvahs are kaim, even if the reasons don't apply. So I want to go into this a little bit. There's a stira. Should we give time on mitzvahs or not? Putting the Rambam's reason aside, it's machlekes on my rhyme. There's a very easy solution. I've mentioned this in the shir many times. Should we give time to the mitzvah or not? On one hand, we know the Rishonim gave time into the mitzvah. On the other hand, we know that the Gemara says you shouldn't give time to the mitzvah. The answer is the difference between learning the mitzvahs, b'chavrusa, meaning you learning or giving a shir, and actually performing the mitzvahs. When we learn the mitzvahs, we only do it, when we learn the mitzvahs, it's important to learn, study the mitzvahs, and try to glean moral lessons from the mitzvahs. You learn midas taivus from the mitzvahs. But when we perform the mitzvahs, we only perform them for one reason, because kasha tziva Hashem es Moshe. The Beis HaLevi says this theme many times throughout his sefer. He explains what nasav nishma means. He explains Parshas Parah. He says it in Parshas Lech Lecha. He says it in his drushes. He reiterates this many, many times, this idea. And basically, in Lech Lecha, he adds a one nice drush that he doesn't say in other places. He says like this, Odomu v'heima te'ashi Hashem. Hashem helps animals and humans. What does this mean? Hashem helps animals and humans. So the Gemara says, Eilu b'nei Adam sharum b'das. We're talking about Hashem helps smart people. U'mesim imatsum kebehema. But they make themselves like animals. Vasmeintas. So basically, he says a beautiful idea in Lamdas. In Lamdas, it says like this. If I do Mashiach, you sold me your animal. How do I get that animal from you to me? Mashiach. Okay, what is Mashiach? I pull it. How do I pull it? I don't know. I grab it by the reins or grab by the collar and I pull it. Okay, and the Gemara says, what happens if it's standing far away and I clap my hands and I call it? I say, you're selling me a dog. I say, I call your dog. A pit bull, come here, and your dog trots over to me. That's called Mashiach. The Gemara says, and what's the Kenyan by the Eved Kanani? Also Mashiach. The Gemara says, what about if you call the Eved Kanani to you? The Gemara says, that doesn't work by the Eved Kanani. The Gemara says, what's the difference? The Gemara says, Eved Kanani is a human. Humans go on their own. When you call an animal, animals are trained to call when the master calls it. So you show some coming to Bailus. If I call Eved, I say, Mr. Eved, come here, and he decides to come over, that doesn't show Bailus, because at the end of the day, the Eved did it on his own. So the Beis Levi says, Adamu behemet eshiyashem, elu b'nei Adam, sharumim b'das, they're smart, they're no different than an Eved, they know what they're doing, but when they do it, mesim imatsu ge behema, they act like a behema, it's karu lavihiva. That's the Beis Levi's beautiful vart. I want to just add one more point in this idea. The Ramban says one of the reasons for Eisen Ves Benoi is that an animal should not become extinct. So I saw in the Chida, in his Pirush on Hagadosh Pesach, it's a very famous Chazal, but no one knows. I mean, I recently found where the Chazal is, but it's not known exactly where it's said, but the Chida brings a Chazal. David HaMelech was one time, beautiful story, David HaMelech was one time in his room, and he saw a bee and a spider fighting on the wall. You know, spider and a bee fighting, and a meshugna came in with the newspaper and started swatting at it. So Dove says, why'd you make this madness? A bees, why do you make these wasps? Why do you make spiders? Why do you make crazy people? And Hashem told him, one day you're going to see these three people are going to save your life. So without getting into the halachos, I'll pick one of them. It says David HaMelech was on the run from Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech was trying to kill David. David had a very hard life. He was on the run from Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech wanted to kill David after David HaMelech killed Goliath. It says that he shol oyenus David. He rest of his life eyed him suspiciously because he realized that he's going to take over the throne one day. Okay, so Shaul was chasing to kill him, and basically David ran into a cave. So Shaul's guys came into the cave, started searching for David, and they came to one entrance of one of the caves, one of the side entrances of the cave, and that's where David was. Anyways, they look around, they had a torch, and they see that a spider weaved a huge weave by the entrance of that cave. And the guys said, they all said, David's not here. There's no way, he just ran into the cave. If David just ran into the cave, he would have broke the web. Since he didn't break the web, so he must not be here. And the web of the spider saved David HaMelech's life. So I want to ask you a question. At the end of the day, so why did Hashem make spiders? To save David HaMelech from the web. That's why he made spiders. So then, look, many animals went extinct. You know, there's the dodo bird that went extinct. You know, the passenger pigeon, 150 years ago, there was a pigeon that's now extinct. There's many animals. The woolly mammoth, right? The Radal in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar talks about the woolly mammoth, right? So why didn't Hashem make spiders go extinct? If the only reason why spiders are here in the world to save David HaMelech. Okay, so why don't the answer is, and this is 100% true what I'm telling you, we need spiders. As the world gets smarter and more scientific, we're seeing unbelievable benefit to spiders. If not for spiders, it would make a misbalance in the entire ecosystem. Do you know any garden, if you garden, which I do, any garden would be overrun with aphids if not for spiders. Spider is literally nature's control of the insect problem. You know, you see every so often there's huge headaches. You have to check your lettuce 5 times, right? And all the rabbanim send out emails, don't eat this, don't eat that. Do you realize without spiders, we wouldn't be able to eat anything because everything would be infested? Spiders control spiders is the most natural pesticide. If a garden didn't have spiders, we'd all be in trouble. Spiders eat thousands of aphid eggs a day. So so we know what spiders are for. And this is the Musar Haskel. This is it's unbelievable that the Ramban's reason of not to make an animal go extinct, if you think about it really deeply, it's the defense of the Rambam. The Rambam gave a time of the Krah. The reason doesn't always apply. It should be only Isai Ves Benai, not Benai Isai. I asked you then, why are you allowed to kill two animals? The answer to this question is, we try our best to find timing of mitzvahs. But even if your reason doesn't apply, we still have to keep the mitzvah. When we learn, like the Beis Levi says, learn timing of mitzvahs. Of course, learn it. And we're going to learn Musar from and Midas Tavis from the timing of mitzvahs. But don't think you got to the bottom of it. The Vilna Gaon says, even by mitzvahs Drabanan, it says that don't read by a light because you're gonna move the candle. Those of you learning Daf Yomi had it recently. It says Leikara Bariner. The Braisa added Shema Yata. Rabbi Shmuel says I'm not gonna be Yata. I'm a Gadol Adar. I'm not gonna be Yata. And he tilted it and he said God, Kama Gadol Divrei Chachamim that says Leikara Bariner. He quoted the Mishnah. He didn't quote the Braisa that gave the reason because the Vilna Gaon says on Drabanan they had multiple reasons why we shouldn't do something. The biggest danger is when we start rationalizing mitzvahs, then you're going to say, oh, the mitzvahs don't apply to me, like Shlomo Melech said, then you're not going to do the mitzvah. When Reform started saying, we don't need a day off, we have Sunday, what do we need Shabbos for? Then he stopped doing the mitzvah. The answer is Shabbos has nothing to do with a day off. Yes, of course, Shabbos is a day we should rest. Of course, that is a reason. But we didn't get to the bottom of the Tamim. The story of extinction with David HaMelech and spiders teaches us that, of course, the reason for spiders is not to save David HaMelech. That is a reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu made spiders, but as we see, they pollinate vegetables. They control the garden. There's going to be hundreds of reasons as the world progresses why we need spiders in the world. And that time of Isa has been like, don't make a species extinct. Why? Why shouldn't you make a species extinct? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Bria, and there's tons of reasons why we need the passenger pigeon. And Hashem decided that reason doesn't apply by the year 1900, and that thing disappeared. But Kol Zman, there is it in the world. We have to make sure that we keep it alive, even if we don't seem to understand what the reason for the spider is. And that's true about the mitzvahs also. We try our best to understand and take out lessons. But ultimately, every person has to know we don't get to the bottom of it, and we have to do the mitzvahs for one reason. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, and that's the idea of Oisei Vespinoi. Everybody should have a beautiful Shabbos. I'm going to take everyone off mute so I could basically everyone have a great Shabbos and Kol Tov. Thank you for joining me. Kol Tov, good Shabbos.
Thank you.
Good Shabbos.